Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour. Man, I had my microphone turned up way too loud. I just woke myself up, Joe. Praying I'm now here again. Good morning once again. Hey, what's happened to our screens? We don't have our KSRO stuff all over the place.
Oh, it's blacked out.
It's blacked out.
What was that?
Well, the show's not blacked out. Yeah. Anyway, the welcome to the Real Estate Hour. We are here at least what we know. Well, I came down here. We were on the air when I was in my car. So welcome to the Real Estate Hour. We are heard every Sunday right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, and then also 103.5 FM. 94.5 FM, and one is for the north and one is for the south. So take your pick. And also KSRO.com, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world on the internet, which is very, very cool. We have all sorts of people who listen to us. And a lot of folks want to stay on top of the news when it comes to real estate in the lovely wine country. And last week we spoke about the luxury market in the Sonoma, Marin, and Napa areas, and we're going to chat about the opposite side of that, which is the lack of affordability. We'll be chatting about that. Also, you know, they have all these tech houses, Joe, now. You know, you have like Alexa and all these kind of things. They're actually being used to go after people. I mean, spouses that get split up know all the codes and everything and how to manipulate all the smart objects in the house. And so they're starting to harass the person who is there, you know, using their access to the electronic. I mean, it's like, remember that old thing that Bill Cosby did years ago called the Chicken Heart? And the Chicken Heart was all about radio and how, you know, he was listening to the radio and the Chicken Heart's going to get you and all this kind of stuff. And he's spreading Jell-O on the floor, so when the Chicken Heart comes in, it'll slip, and his dad walks in, and his dad falls down and all this stuff. And his dad looks at him, he says, "Why don't you just turn the radio off?" You know, so when it comes to these smart things, either don't go down there or turn them off. Take them out of your house. Hide them. But it's a really interesting article in the Press Democrat. We'll chat about that a little further. And also the city, our local assembly person Jim Wood, they went to, you know, the state today trying to get the CEQA, which is the California Environmental Quality Environmental Act, which is always a bane to a building. It can go on and on and on as far as CEQA reviews and the amount of time allowed for a CEQA. It could take years to do it. It's the favorite of anybody who wants to stop a development. They say, "What about CEQA?" And then so the city actually went to the state in trying to get some dispensation relating to the CEQA so they can start, you know, rebuilding the infrastructure we need to keep people living here, so because of the affordability issues. And then, like I said, we're going to talk about the lack of affordability. And also, this is really interesting, there's a town in Connecticut, New Canaan, I think it's pronounced Canaan, C-A-N-A-A-N, but they decided that they were not going to have real estate signs. And you think, first they said it was an aesthetic thing. There's just, oh, they're so tacky looking, all this kind of stuff. Well, then you find out that there's like 300 houses for sale in the town. So it's not a matter of if the aesthetics are bad. It says they just don't want everybody to see the whole town's for sale. And I guess 1 in 50 is a realtor there. So everybody's a realtor. They all have listings for sale. And now they banned the signs. We're gonna come back and chat about that. But before we go any further, our call numbers are 636-1350. Joe's going to give us an update on a fire situation up in Lake County.
Yeah, we had a red flag warning yesterday, and of course what comes with it, unfortunately, there's another fire in Lake County in the Clear Lake Oaks area, which is east of Clear Lake itself. Lakeport is west of Clear Lake, and they're sort of like parallel across the lake there. Cal Fire had one of their updates earlier today, about an hour and a half ago. It's the Pawnee Fire, 1,500 acres, 16 structures threatened, 12 destroyed, and the bad news about all this is there's no containment. So mandatory evacuations are in effect in the area. So heed, we're going through this again. Fortunately, I guess you could say it doesn't include Sonoma County right at the moment, but
yeah.
It will be another hot day up there. It's supposed to cool down here today quite a bit compared to yesterday, still cool here and cool there is two different animals. It's supposed to be close to 100 up there again today.
Yeah, so you know, and
keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, I was driving down Farmer's Lane here the other day, and there was a guy sitting in front of me with had a cigarette outside of his. He's holding a cigarette outside his window. So he doesn't get smoke in his car, but he gets smoke on all the rest of us, right? Yeah. So he's tapping his ash, just tapping his, takes a drag, and he drops a cigarette.
Yeah.
You know, now if you do that happens, and he'll probably tell you, well, it was on pavement, who was not going to catch fire? Yeah, but you're not thinking. You could be up in any, God knows where you are, you drop that cigarette.
Well, and the wind could blow too.
Exactly.
It doesn't take much to get across the street, and that's.
So just watch, just sort of, you know, if you're out, you
we're
know.
At that time of the year again.
Yeah, and if you're mowing your weeds, don't do it on a really hot day, okay? And, you know, and especially a hide weed mower, because it's like that blade hits the rock and it's like flint to stone and boom, you got a, what are you laughing about? Did you that?
No, I just tell my wife I don't want to mow my weeds.
There, there you go. That's a darn excuse.
When we were in the drought 3 or 4 years ago, you know, it was not safe to mow the lawn.
Right.
Everything turned brown, unfortunately. You know, we had the brown lawns. I didn't really mind that much.
There's always, Joe's always looking for that bright part of that dark cloud.
The bright side.
Bright side of that thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, I got a couple of new listings I want to chat with you about, and we just came onto the market, and both in the northeast area of Santa Rosa. And the first one is 1120 Hexum, H-E-X-E-M. And Hexum is over just kind of like a Upper Franklin Park area. If you go up Danbeck or Crest Avenue, and you go over to Danbeck and Evelyn and then Hexum, you can also come over from Hidden Valley. Hexum runs over to Hidden Valley. But it's a great property, a really interesting property. The clients who were selling this bought a little back in 1947. They said there was a housing crunch. Even back in 1947. Now, why was that, Joe? Because everybody was, what, coming home from the war. So there was, people were still trying to figure out where all these people were going to stay. They all got married. They all started having kids, you know. That's what I'm all about. But, you know, I was born in 1949, so it was the baby boomers. You know, that's where we started, way back in the 40s. And so... Yeah, that's when I started. Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. You could just, you know, you could have not commented on that, Joe. But
well, the
yeah, right. The property was built in 1947, or they bought it in 47. It was a little California bungalow, and then the parents added on this huge wing in the front of the house. Left the little 1947 California bungalow there, so the rooms. And I was speaking to the son who. Inherited the property, and he said, this is my room right here. And it's a little tiny room. They're really, really cute. It's got a kitchen back there, then it's got a separate living room, and then they added on this kind of like an Eichler, more modern-looking home, and it's huge. You know, it's 2,300 square feet. But it's just really, really cool, and about a quarter-acre lot. It backs up to Memorial Gardens there, where the, you know, basically the Franklin Park Cemetery. There's a pathway where you can actually go into the area and walk through there, and it's really, really a great property. Like I said, 2,300 square feet. The price is $765, and you know, we're going to be have a broker's open house on it Tuesday, then a open house next Sunday. But it's very cool, and I'm going to come back and take a little break. Come back and tell you about another property I have up on Briarfield Place, which is off of Los Olivos. So we'll take a break. Just be careful if you're going up to Lake County. Where's the fire once again, Joe?
In the Clear Lake Oaks area.
Clear Lake Oaks area.
Northeast of Clear Lake Oaks.
Yeah, so you may want to maybe stay away from there, let them get it contained.
I don't think you have much of a choice because there's evacuations and all that
stuff. Yeah, but if you're driving through the highways through that and everything, just be mindful.
It sounds like you should be good going to Clear Lake on the Lakeport side, right. But not the east side.
Gotcha. Okay, we'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Mr. Bill Press.
They're not just incompetent. You know, they're not just wrong. They're evil. Anybody who would adopt this policy and defend this policy, it's evil. No other word for it.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders, FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. Call the numbers are 636-1350, 636-1350. You can listen to us on KSRO.com or 93.5 FM or 103.5 FM or 94.5 FM. You got to put the things back up here so I can see all the stations.
Look at your picture on the left on your
Facebook. Yeah. Go to my Facebook page and all the stations are right there.
It has all three numbers.
It does. Anyway, so welcome to the show. We are here every Sunday morning. I'm a realtor of 40 years in Sonoma County. Started way back in 1978. Been doing this show for about 20 years, and we enjoy doing it. We enjoy taking your calls. Enjoy working with a lot of our listeners who call and have questions on real estate, wish to market this property. The one I was just telling you about, 1120 Hexem, H-E-X-E-M, are some folks who've been listening to the show for many years. Great property, you know, a lot of square footage. And you look at that area up there, we were going over the pricing, and it's just pretty remarkable what the Northeast is getting for homes, simply because of the fire that eliminated so many homes up there. People still want to be in the Northeast area. And that brings me to the other property I have at 1560 Briarfield Place, which is off of Los Olivos, which is, you know, just the other side of Alta Vista coming down the hill into Rincon Valley. You can get to Los Olivos either by the old road that used to run off Chenate that parallels the parkway, or you just come up through Brush Creek and take Los Olivos up, and Briarfield is just past Manzanita on the right-hand side, and it's down below in the cul-de-sac, big court cul-de-sac. This home is 2,700 square feet. It's almost a half an acre lot, or just over a half an acre lot, so it's a big lot. Three-car garage, single level, and both of these homes are single level, which is extremely important nowadays. Single levels will sell quicker for more money than a two-story. Two stories are just, people are just getting away from stairs. And the folks who are maybe looking at this property could be a fire victim who wants to stay in the area. Los Olivos is just over the hill from Fountain Grove. So you stay in that general area, stay where your shopping is, where your kids are, and all that kind of good stuff. It's a four-bedroom. The master bedroom is situated on one end of the house, so it's very private. More of a home with teenagers would probably be the best. A small little baby would be somewhat problematic for the bedroom layouts. But big family room, two big brick fireplaces, a living room with, floor-to-ceiling windows, remodeled kitchen. Just a really, really great property. It's $1,295,000, and we're going to have it open, brokers open on Tuesday, and then an open house on the following Sunday. So I'm going to be a busy guy on that Sunday. And it's vacant also. Both these properties are vacant, immediate occupancy. So if you are out looking for a home, you can move into these properties pretty quickly. This is also a three-car garage for the Briarfield Place property. That's 1560 Briarfield Place. If you want to see it, you can always give me a call on my cell phone, which is 322-8503, 322-8503. If you have any questions regarding selling your home or maybe buying a home, you're thinking about doing an exchange. I have some clients right now who are desperately seeking a home up to about $750,000 in the northeast, northwest area, southeast area of Santa Rosa, Sebastopol. If you have a property you're thinking about selling, please let me know. We are in our 45-day identification period. The good thing about it right now is there seems to be more properties coming onto the market, which we like. The listings are just under 900. I had those somewhere around here. Yeah, 896 active, or what we call showable listings, and 76 condos. So not very many condos coming on the market. We're starting to see some new home subdivisions also being placed on the market, so that's kind of cool. If you want to buy a brand new home, there are those homes that are out there for you, or you want to buy resale. People always ask me, what's the difference? What would you recommend? Well, it all depends on, when you buy, obviously, a new subdivision, there's a lot of things. Number one, you don't know who your neighbors are yet. It's kind of the luck of the draw. I mean, not that you know your neighbors, when you buy into a resale situation, but at least you can kind of tell the lay of the land. You can see who's taking care of their yard, who's got, the boat and the RV and everything else parked out front in the, in the driveway. And you can kind of like pick and choose how many cars are on the street. I always tell my clients, if you see a bunch of cars on the street, that means you got a bunch of people living in those houses. And, that could be somewhat problematic, especially when it comes to, just getting in and out of the property, or you're probably going to have a whole bunch of, renters in there. No offense against renters, but obviously homeowners maintain their properties a lot better than renters do. So just be aware of that. The new home subdivision, obviously everything is new, and you have usually a builder warranty on those properties. So you can enjoy some, carefree living for a while, which is nice. And, a lot of the times the rear yards are not landscaped, so you have to take care of that. So, but definitely, if you want that new home experience, have at it. Okay. And there's a bunch of properties starting to come out of the market. We'll see more. I don't know how many spec houses are going to be done in Coffee Park or in Fountain Grove. It'll be really interesting to just see how that's going to shake out. So anyway, good luck looking at property. If you need any help, give me a call, 636-1350. So, and I think it's pronounced Canaan or Canaan. Maybe somebody could help me out here. It's C-A-N-A-A-N. Okay, and I think it's a biblical reference somewhere, but it's in Connecticut, and it's a very upscale area. And they've decided to ban their signage. Now, And I saw that. I went, okay, well, is that the city making them do that? Because here in Sonoma County, you know, the city would love for us to get rid of our signs, our for sale signs. Now, it looks like in some areas, when you put a for sale sign up, it has to just say, can't have your company name on it. It just says the phone number, you know, sold by broker. That's it. Okay. Well, these folks, that's what their signs look like. But now that there's so many signs, you know, there's so many properties for sale that it looks like the whole town is for sale. You know, there's like 300 listings for sale in this town, and it's not that big of a town. So you have all these for sale signs. So they try to make it sound like it's an aesthetic thing that, well, we don't, you know, who needs signs nowadays when you have the internet, right? And then they had all these people they were interviewing going, well, I don't have the internet. When I like an area, I kind of drive through it, look for signs. Yeah, that's why you have a sign that says for sale on your property. But they said, well, the millennials don't really like those signs. They think they look tacky. Well, millennials are no dummies. Millennials are going to get their app on their phone and do a map search and see, like, all these dots on the map going, man, there's a lot of houses for sale in New Canaan. So it's kind of a funny thing. First, I thought they were doing it just to be aesthetically pleased. Then I realized that the reason they were doing it is because, you know, it looks like the whole town's for sale and people are not buying there because, number one, it's too expensive. But number two, there's just a lot for sale. So when you see a whole bunch of houses for sale in a neighborhood, you can, don't you kind of go, gee, I wonder what's going on around here? That's what I do. So they ban signs now. So now you're not going to see any signs. So it'll look like nothing's for sale until you pull up your app and you do your map search and you see all these, you know, you can't see the town because there's all these, you know, little red circles saying houses for sale. Anyway, so that's the latest, you know, tempest in a teapot. But I guess they did it over in Greenwich also, which is near New Canaan. And, you know, in Connecticut, it's a little tiny little state anyway. So I guess if you put up, like, you know, 300 signs, it looks like the whole state's for sale. Anyway, but that's kind of a fun thing I looked at. So the city, you know, went to, you know, and we've talked about this before about, you know, where are we going to build these homes? Everybody is wanting to build nowadays, and the whole thing is that, okay, we got to build like 30,000, 25,000 houses. I mean, if you know, they get these eggheads that come in here and they look around and they go, well, you need 25,000 houses and you need it by tomorrow. Get on it, will you? And it's like, you know, it's just so unrealistic and it's just so detached and it's in Never Never Land what these people are thinking. They don't realize that there are so many environmental issues. And CEQA, you know, God love it, is one of those laws that really will just put the brakes on a lot of things or really extend them out for years. And, you know, the city is trying to break the 10-story barrier that nobody's, I think, even gone 10 stories except for the senior property over there off of, South A over there. But so if you want to go up, you know, and I think that's the future of Sonoma County. And David Guin, who's the, you know, the head of development for the city of Santa Rosa, also the assistant city manager, he's all in gung-ho and in favor of doing that, as I am. I think that would give us a remarkable downtown, make it happen. We're going to take a break and come back after the news. If you saw the movie Shadow of a Doubt, and if you haven't seen it, go get it immediately. Watch it. I don't think you can get it on Netflix. But you'll see Santa Rosa at 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night, and they have a traffic cop directing traffic, and people are walking everywhere. Well, that's what it could look like in the future. Okay, we'll take a break for the news, and we'll come back. We have a fire happening up in Lake County. We'll keep you apprised of that when we come back from the news break. This is Mike Kelly. You're listening to the Real Estate Hour.
County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
President Trump tweets that America's immigration system is a mockery to law and order, and in the same tweet he says those allegedly crossing the border illegally should not have due process of the law, but be immediately deported. Capitol Hill, and White House sources tell ABC News there's work on two immigration bills with votes expected this week. Protests today at the Tornillo Guadalupe Toll Plaza in Tornillo, Texas, near a detention center to end family separations. Julian Castro, former housing secretary, on hand.
The only reason the Trump administration signed an executive order, the president signed an executive order the other day, was because of public pressure, because you made your voice heard.
Central American men separated from their children and held in a detention facility outside Houston, being told they can reunite with their kids at the airport if they agree to sign a voluntary deportation order. That, according to one migrant at the facility and two immigration attorneys, telling the Texas Tribune newspaper. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles, and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Red flag warning in effect till tonight. Today, blue skies at 80 degrees, 63 on the coast. Few clouds tonight, low 52, 51 on the shores. Partly cloudy for Monday at 79, 68 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, sunny at 82, 70 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. It's going to be a whole heck of a lot cooler, I understand, today than it was yesterday. I hate hot weather. I mean, I was running around showing property yesterday and putting lockbox on listings and just like, ugh. You know, it gets miserable. You're in your car, it's nice, and you get out and you go, ugh. Anyway, Joe's going to give us just a brief update on the fire up in Lake County.
Yeah, there's a fire called the Pawnee Fire. It broke out last night at about 5 o'clock. Obviously, it's hot here, so it's really, really hot.
Yeah, you don't never go to Lake County when it's hot down here. Don't go north.
Yeah, it's you mentioned that, and I was thinking about Cloverdale.
Hopland, Cloverdale, I know, really, my God.
It's supposed to be in the upper 90s in Cloverdale today. Also supposed to be in the Clear Lake Oaks area, the high is supposed to be close to 100, so they're not going to have fun fighting this fire. 1,500 acres, no containment as of 7 o'clock this morning. That was the latest from Cal Fires. Mandatory evacuations are in effect for the entire Spring Valley community. The fire is just, that's not a good start. 1,500 acres and no containment. So hopefully they can get a handle on it today.
You got it. Yeah, Lake County's dry this time of the year, and, you know, it's just not good, not good. So just be careful when you go up there, just kind of steer clear of those areas. And then down here, I guess we had a little fire over in Reebley Valley that was contained, so that's been put out. So it's like a tinderbox, guys, out there. So just be very careful. Don't be high weed mowing in this kind of weather. You know, it takes a spark from your blade to a rock, and next thing you know, you walk away and this thing's smoldering, and then boom, it's gone. 4th of July is coming up. Kiddies, do not. Okay? Santa Rosa is one of those areas where you cannot have fireworks or those type of, you know, 4th of July celebratory, what do you call them? Fireworks things that blow up and make flames. Okay,
there's only a couple areas in that you can.
Yeah, you can. Is it Petaluma?
Cloverdale's one, and I think Rona Park's one too.
Yeah, I think it's Rona Park. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So if you're gonna want fireworks, you need to go to those towns and do that.
This is the year skip fireworks.
Yeah,
I mean, all the donations that to go to fireworks, they don't want to hear that, but.
Yeah.
It's just we don't want to take that chance. We're a little raw from what happened last year, and it's let's not take a chance. Maybe we'll get lucky, and just big rainstorm will come in on the night of July 3rd.
Right. Yeah. Like that's going to happen. Okay. Anyway, just so we need to have people like, guess what? Show your intelligence. Okay. You're Homo sapiens. You can walk a wreck and everything like that. Okay. You can get up in the morning and get dressed. You can get up in the morning and say, I'm not going to use any fireworks today because it may cause a big fire. All right. So just stay safe. Okay. And watch out when you go to Lake County today for the fire. So the city, you know, and what the city was requesting with this, and we were chatting about how the city went to the state and said, look, you know, we want to do three things here, and we want approval. And it's Assembly Bill 2267 and sponsored by our assembly person, Jim Wood. And what they're trying to do is, you know, it's the city of Santa Rosa wants to be able to go 10 stories or higher and not have to worry about all sorts of legal challenges that will take years and years. The mayor, Chris Corsi, was saying, look, guys, we're trying to protect, you know, not only, you know, the housing we need, but, you know, the people that work and live here. We need to give them housing because we lost so much of it, and we need to do it quickly. You know, we're not talking about, you know, aesthetics and this type of thing. We're talking about actual housing for people that are going to live in and work here. We really need it very badly. So the three items is that 10-story limitation. There is, you know, hopefully a judicial streamlining they're shooting for. You know, some of these, you know, CEQA things will take, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 years. I remember the, oh gosh, Skyhawk out in Rincon Valley. That was on the books for, I think, 25 years. And it went, I think, to 4 or 5 different, you know, developers who finally, I think, the last two people, I think it was California Homes and then Christofferson got it, and they finally were able to build out there. But that's the length at which people go to stop development, you know, here in Sonoma County. So the current state of things right now is that we just don't have any housing. People are screaming about it. You hear about it all the time in the press, Democrat on the news, that we're in a housing crisis, obviously, in the Bay Area, especially affordable housing. So that's what they're trying to do. You know, there's the issue with rent control coming up, which I think would be a disaster as far as if you want to have people come here and build apartment buildings, you know, why would they want to come here when you have rent control in place? The rent control ordinance itself for people that do have rentals, we talked about it last week. One of the issues with that is that the rents will be rolled back to October 8th of last year. So friends of mine who lost their rentals in the fire are going to be rebuilding brand new homes. They would be only to be able to rent those out for the same price they got for their older home, which burned down, because they have to roll their rents back to 2018. So there's a lot of issues with that. There's a lot of things about having to pay tenants, you know, moving. If you decide to take the property off the market, say you want to move into your house because you sold a big house, or maybe you lost your big house and you want to move into your rental property. If rent control goes through, you'd have to pay, I think it's up to 6 months rent to a tenant for moving expenses. So it's, you know, and there'll be a tribunal of like 7 people, and anything you want to try to do to change or outside of the ordinance, which is, you know, real, real tough on landlords, you would have to go in front of this tribunal, and it's just going to be a disaster. And now, but I want to retract what I said about renters, because Joe's a renter, and so a nice lady called in and said, I keep my house really nice, you know, and God love you, okay? I know there are tenants out there who do that, and I think it's a lot of the times it's a bad landlord who doesn't give you enough incentive, you know, to keep the front yard nice, this kind of thing. But historically, you know, homeowners take better care than renters. So, but there's always the exception on either side. There's bad homeowners. You know, I've seen some properties that homeowners own, and you got to go, what were you thinking? Anyway, but so just want to clarify that up. So renters become buyers and become homeowners sometimes. Or, you know, a lot of people nowadays, unfortunately, are renting that were homeowners. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. All right. So anyway, so so they're going to try to, you know, do this bill. But I think they're going to have a, you know, a really uphill battle, you know, with this. And the third part of this kind of like three-point bill is that the city would have special things they could do with their own property. You know, James Gore, Supervisor James Gore, gives a great presentation on the cost and maintenance of the current county buildings over on Administrative Drive. And if you look at those buildings, they're all built in the 60s. They're all single level. There's, you know, they're sprawling because we had plenty of cheap land at the time. They figured the cost of rebuilding or just maintaining those properties, bringing them up to speed. And if you've been over to the county, you know they're funky looking. You know, the whole place over there, it's like all 60s. You know, what if you took all those buildings and just leveled them and, you know, came downtown Santa Rosa and built, you know, a nice, good-looking tall building with parking underneath that you could have the county and the city, you know, in the same building. That would be fabulous for people that were trying to do any work here. Then instead of having to go all the way to the county over here in the north, you know, northeast and running downtown to the city, you know, going back and forth, it was in one building downtown, it sure would be a heck of a lot easier. And you could have, you know, firms around that, architectural firms, planners, it would bring more people downtown. You could do office buildings where, you know, you would have a really vibrant downtown. The movie I was saying about earlier before the news, Shadow of a Doubt. Have you ever seen that, Joe? Because I keep always mention it here. Huh? Well, if you see it, it's a Joseph Cotton. He's the guy who kills little old ladies for their money. And he's cornered, I think, in Chicago, and the feds are coming after him. And he goes, I know what I'll do. I'll go to Santa Rosa. And he's Uncle Charlie. And Uncle Charlie's this worldwide bon vivant who's really a cold-blooded killer. All right, and he says, I'll go to Santa Rosa. So that it's 1944, I think, you know. And the whole thing, it's an allegory about people that are a nice, sleepy town when there's evil out there. It's all about Hitler and the, you know, how the U.S. was kind of in an isolationist country at the time, but there was this massive threat out there. And it's an allegory about evil versus this nice, sleepy, little, innocent town. So here comes Uncle Charlie, and he pulls up Joe in the train in 1944 at the downtown depot. It's that depot's still there. And it chugs into town, you know, and then they pan out, and there's no freeway. Yay! No, for the worst mistake the city of Santa Rosa ever did was that freeway. All right, they should have just diverted it, but we don't want to lose it. Or that and urban renewal, you know, where they concrete everything over. Creeks, don't get me started. Okay, and Joe's going, okay, you're on a rat, Kelly. But so they pan out, and there's the downtown square, and they have these scenes at night where she goes, I'm going to go to the library and check something out. It's like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. She goes, the library's open, right? So she goes downtown, and there's a traffic cop. You know, and she loves it. Traffic cop goes, oh, stop there. Stop. What do you do? Let's have traffic cops now. All those guys who run through red lights on the arrow and all that stuff. They just look at them and just, you, pull over, you know? But anyway, that's the way downtown could be. It could be a really vital, vibrant area downtown where people get up and get out, you know, and have some fun. We got the beautiful Reunited Square, which was like in the movie. In the movie, I won't tell you how it ends, but if you didn't get a chance to see it, and it was filmed in McDonald Avenue, and Hitchcock came up, it's Alfred Hitchcock, who loves Sonoma County. He came up, he found the house. He says, okay, let me rent this house for me. I'll make the movie here. So what did the people do? They fixed it up. They painted it and all this. And he comes up and he goes, no, I didn't want to paint it. He had to take it back and spend money on getting it back to what it looked like when he first saw it. Anyway, so but get the movie, and you'll see the reason why. Like, I'm talking about the downtown resurgence. If you, it's called Shadow of a Doubt, and it's just a great movie. It's one of Hitchcock's best movies. Joseph Cotten is in it. I forget the gal who's the niece. His it's kind of a weird kind of niece uncle thing, but it's very, very cool. But it's a great movie too. It's scary, and but check it out. If you're a Santa Rosa buff, you'll see the downtown, you go, wow, look at that, that's very cool. Anyway, so we'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. Got more to chat about and talk about some about affordability or the lack thereof. Okay, right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Local political analyst Aaron Carlstrom.
They said, when you cast this vote, we have $150,000 set aside to run someone to unseat you.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning, once again, back with the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County. KSRO, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM. And KSRO.com, we have a fire up in Lake County. Just kind of stay, if you're not going to Lake County, you don't have to go to Lake County, don't go to Lake County. But it's anyway, where is it, Joe? It's north of, where'd you say?
Northeast of Clear Lake Oaks. And, yeah. I did get some updated information. There has been an evacuation center established at Lower Lake High School.
Right, there
so
you go.
It's a big deal up there, and ABC 7 News is reporting 10 homes have been destroyed.
Really? So, okay. All right. So,
not a good thing, honestly. Yeah.
So if you know that area and you're heading up there today or you're going to be around there, you may want to just stay away. We're chatting about, you know, there's so many people that have smart homes nowadays, and smart homes are kind of cool. I mean, you can use your iPhone to monitor. I mean, there's cameras you can get where you can, you know, have it at your front door and a guy walks up and you can say, leave, and he rings the doorbell and you could be at work and you can say, yeah, put it over there by the red vase. And okay, fine. There's a neighborhood, I think it's Bennett Valley neighborhood, one of those neighborhood things. And a lot of people are reporting that people are filming with these smart cameras, people walking up with their dog and picking up a UPS package and walking off. It's pretty, you know, it's a pretty, I would say, ballsy thing to do when you think about it. You know, I mean, geez, you just walk right up and there's a camera there and you take something off somebody's front porch. And some of these cameras are very good quality, folks. So if you think you're being cute, I think there's a group of people that must follow UPS trucks around. And they kind of say, well, that's a big package. Let's go get that one. You know, and they, you know, they just rip off the UPS trucks. But the bigger issue we have with the smart houses is that, you know, like you said, you can control thermostats. You can control, all sorts of issues with your home when the lights come on and off and all that kind of good stuff. Your sound, you can play what music you want to play. But it's starting to be used as an abusive thing. And this is a New York Times article, and the whole thing is tech downside, web-connected devices used to spy, control, and harass. And I'll just read this a few paragraphs at the beginning of this. This was in the New York Times, but San Francisco is the dateline. We had people who called into the help hotlines and domestic violence shelters said they felt as if they were going crazy. One woman had turned on her air conditioner, but said it then switched off without her touching it. Another said code numbers of the digital lock at her front door changed every day, and she could not figure out why. Still another told an abuse helpline she kept hearing the doorbell ring, but no one was there. And it turns out their stories are part of the new pattern of behavior in domestic abuse cases tied to the rise of smart home technology. Internet-connected locks, speakers, thermostats, lights, cameras, marketed as the newest conveniences, are now being used as a means for harassment, monitoring, revenge, and control. And what these guys are doing is that, you know, I don't know if they're just totally guys or gals, but they're using the cameras they have in their household, and they're spying on their girlfriends or their exes, and they're, you know, they're monitoring what's going on in the house, and then they post it on the internet. Oh gosh, jeez! You know, it's just the things we get ourselves into. It's like that old chicken heart thing. Turn the radio off. You know, turn off these devices. You do really believe me, guys. You can get through life without these. You don't need this stuff. You know, especially if you're in a situation like that. But is that amazing? I mean, they take these relatively innocent things and they hack them. You know, and God knows, you got cameras around your house, you know, these monitoring cameras. I always like that, you know, when it shows the parent at work watching their kids come home. I got my eye on you, kids, you know. Get out of that refrigerator, you know. But they say they do it, and they always do it lovingly. Oh, my children are home safe. Yeah, right. You wanted to monitor and see what your kids are doing. We know what you're at. But the... And Joe could probably speak from many years of being a parent to that. But
I have a hard enough time getting on my iPhone.
yeah, really. But no, but that's the thing about it is that, you know, and these can work to your disadvantage. So, you know, just unplug the suckers. But be aware of that. There's all sorts of downsides to this thing. And the article's on, and it talks about, you know, especially in the heart of, you know, technology, Silicon Valley, what's going on there. You know, they look so innocent. Oh, Alexa, play this for me, please. You know, and God knows what your ex is up to, or your boyfriend or your ex-girlfriend, and you know they're monitoring all these kind of things. So, be careful. So, I think if I got out of the shower, I'd put my robe on immediately. You know, I mean, anybody would take a picture of me; it'd be a horror story. You know. It's like who was the comedian? No respect, Rodney Dangerfield. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had a great line where he says, "You know, my wife and I, we go to make love, we take our clothes off. We can't make love because we're laughing so hard at each other." You know, I mean, that's where I'm in my life right now. But no offense, Dara, I love you very much. Anyway, she's listening. Anyway, so look at affordability. So, you know, the darn thing about this market, it's hotter than a pistol. We've had this huge wealth effect created by the real estate market. And if you look, you know, we're on the coast, guys. You know, you are in that area of the Bay Area where you've had a tremendous amount of equity created for you. And it's showing by the, you know, all the home improvement stores and how much money is being spent on people's, you know, property for any number of reasons. Obviously, they're going to have a huge, you know, surge because of the fire. But a lot of people have the equity now to do things to their home that they've been wanting to do for years. And we've talked about this before, where the, you know, people are using equity to, you know, age in place. A lot of people are buying prefab or off-site manufactured ADUs, accessory dwelling units, you know. And matter of fact, the property over on Hexham, 1120 Hexham, I just listed, it has a great, you know, ADU kind of setup already. If you're somebody who maybe is thinking about moving down, lost their house in the fires, and you wanted a single-level home, and maybe you want to have some extra income, this is set up perfectly for that because it has a separate area in the back, which has its own kitchen, you know, bathroom, living room. It could be shut off from the main house perfectly, has an outside entrance. So that is a very, very, you know, big plus for a lot of people when you have that capability of doing that. And once again, that address is 1120 Hexham, H-E-X-E-M. Price is $765 on that. We'll have that open next Sunday. And we'll chat about it further. But, you know, when you look at the affordability, I mean, you know, unfortunately, all this equity means we have very expensive properties to purchase. And thank gosh we have such low interest rates. If they were at, you know, 8, 10, 11%, you would see prices definitely, you know, fall. They would definitely not be able to hold because people would not be able to afford anything. Back in the 2007-2008 era, where we had the super crazy market, our affordability for the state got down to like 10%, which means like 1 out of 10 people could afford to buy a home. But we were selling homes like crazy. Why? Because we had, you know, stupid money. We had cheap money, adjustable rate mortgages, you know, very easy money to get your hands on to. And that's the essence of a speculative market, is that you have very easy money and you have a lot of people that are just buying, you know, to hold for a year and sell. So speculation is the key when it comes to a bubble on the market. I do not think we're in a bubble with this market because we don't have inventory, number one, and we don't have cheap, easy money. We have money and it's cheap, but it's not easy to get your hands on it. So what happens to affordability? Well, like I said before, we were down to 10%. And I used to sit here on the show and go, how in the world can we have 10% affordability and still be selling houses? And at the time, my buddy Pete Phillippe was on the air with me and a couple other guys. They said, hey, it's, you know, just for mortgages, just sign here, you know, press hard, we'll get you this interest rate. You'll always be able to, you know, refinance at a later point, and we'll always have appreciation and blah, 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 BS, 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 BS. And it all fell apart. So, but it got down, then it got as high as almost 50% at one time, you know, back in 2012, where you could, you know, affordability had gone in the opposite direction. It was very, there's the whole state of California, you know, was very affordable. But now it's dropped. Sonoma County right now, we're at 21%. So that's 1 in 5 can afford to buy the median priced home based on a 20% down scenario. So, you know, it's not good. So if you're looking, you know, to buy, you know, a home nowadays, just be aware of it. It's going to be a little tough for you to get your financing and this type of thing. But once you get your financing and once you get in here, okay, hopefully we'll have this good market for some years to come. So we will get out of here. Remember, there's a fire happening up in Lake County, and stay away from that area. Once again, Joe, that area is
Clear Lake Oaks.
Clear Lake Oaks. So kind of stay away from Clear Lake Oaks.
I'll have another update after the top of the hour.
Yeah, and hopefully have a cooler day today. I'm Mike Kelly. I will see you next Sunday on the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation. FM News Talk.